Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
If it sizzles and crackles,
back here at Illinois College, just underway. Streaks lead 2-0 on a Reyna Gully layup. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Jacksonville Crimsons here from the Country Financial Prep Showcase. Galesburg in their road black as a steal by Reyna Gully down the left side. Now switches to the right side. Ball gets knocked off of her leg. Nice defensive play by Sarah James of Jacksonville. Knocked it out of bounds, knocked it off of Reyna's leg, and they don't normally make the correct call on that, but they did that time. But the Streaks lead 2-0. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in white and silver. Jacksonville in their home white, trimmed in red and black. Streaks start their normal starting lineup. Lexi Daniels, Reyna Gully, Casey Williams, Sabrina Clay, and Shaylee Florine. For Jacksonville, Emma Fenner, 5'4 junior. Also, Daisy Wood, a 5'7 freshman. Sarah James, a 5'3 junior. Olivia Kaufman, she's a 5'6 junior, and she is the niece of former Fighting Illini Andy Kaufman, and averages about 17 points a game as Casey Williams gets called for a bump. And going to the free throw line will be Olivia Kaufman. Emily Hillis, a 5'8 junior, the other starter for Jacksonville. As Kaufman hits the first of two free throws. 7-10 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead it 2-1. Bill Maris Court here at the Bruner Fitness and Recreation Center on the campus of Illinois College. Second shot is up and good for the junior Olivia Kaufman. They're, in some respects, according to Coach Massey, talking with him beforehand, kind of a one-man show with or one-person show with Olivia Kaufman as they come out in a 2-3 zone. Nice backdoor pass, Reyna Gully to Casey Williams down on the left block. She can't hit, but she gets hammered. And the foul's going to go against Daisy Wood. That'll be the first foul on Wood and the first foul on Jacksonville in the ballgame. That'll send Casey Williams to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. As you just heard, the Galesburg High boys, a winner over Davenport Assumption, 65-53 at the Iowa-Illinois shootout as Casey's first free throw is too hard off the back iron. Galesburg sophomore girls a winner here tonight, 63-19 over Jacksonville. Casey Williams, 5'7", senior at the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Just the third road game of the season for the Streaks. Second shot bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Emily Hillis. Now this is Kaufman with it. Down the right side, working against Casey Williams. Goes baseline. Casey cuts her off. Now she gets around her. Inside, puts it up with a left hand off the glass and good. That was a tough shot that Kaufman put up and in. She's got all four of Jacksonville's points. And Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. He didn't like the way that Kaufman was defended. And talking with Evan Massey beforehand, he said that the big thing was the help defense that Galesburg needed to until before it was too late. The offensive player, specifically Kaufman, got around whoever was guarding her, that they needed to have somebody over helping out, and that didn't happen that time. And she was able to get along the baseline, put it up and in. And Jacksonville leads 4-2, 6:45 to play here in the first quarter at Illinois College. Shaylee Florine to inbound for the Streaks. Jacksonville drops back in a 2-3 zone. Reyna Gully will trigger the offense for Galesburg. Reyna with the Streaks only 2 points here. On the dribble, out high on the left side, goes to Casey Williams, back to Reyna between the circles. She'll dribble right, gets a pick from Sabrina Clay. Lost it momentarily, got it back, and hands off to Lexi Daniels on the right wing. Lexi takes it out between the circles. Of course, court's a little bit longer, 94 feet, as the Streaks turn it over. A steal by Sarah James. James down the right side, goes baseline, doesn't get killed off, and now Reyna Gully knocks the ball away and picked up by Jacksonville. Shot from the left baseline by Wood is no good. Not sure about that one. That's the second turnover on the Streaks. And one for Jacksonville thus far. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. 6:11 to play here in quarter number one. corner is an air ball by, let's see, that was Fenner. Now it's Kaufman gets it rebound and snakes her way in on the right side, lays it up and in. She's got all six of the points for Jacksonville. They lead the streak 6-2, 5:47 to play first quarter. High post, Sabrina Clay out to Lexi Daniels. Three-pointer on the right wing is good. That makes it 6-5, 5:35 to play first quarter. Jacksonville with the lead. Casey Williams guarding Olivia Kaufman out between the circles. The 94-foot court here at Illinois College. Left wing, this is Hillis. Gives to Kaufman, left baseline, cut off by Shayla Florina, and it's stolen away by Casey Williams. Now the ball gets knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court. Second turnover on the Crimsons. Checking in for the Streaks, Sammy Thompson and Kaylin Boydston for the first time tonight. And they will spell Shaylee Florine and Casey Williams. 5:20 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-5. Coming up at halftime of this game, we will get a recap of the boys' game from Brad Benowitz. Talk about how they came out with their victory over Davenport Assumption at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Right wing, it's Lexi Daniels with it. Back to Raina out high right side. Left wing to Kaylin Boydson. Now down on the left block to Sabrina Clay. Got knocked away. Sabrina gets it back. Gets to Kaylin. Top of the key, it's Raina Gully. Right side, it goes to Lexi. Back to Raina between the circles. Left wing to Kaylin. Miss Sammy running down the lane. Now swings it over to Lexi. Right wing, fires a three, and she's got another. Lexi Daniels, 2-for-2 from behind the arc. And make it 8-6 streaks. Under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Full court pressure. Jacksonville breaks it. This is Fenner with it on the right wing on the dribble. Goes baseline, causing it to lost her balance. Got the pass off to Hillis. Hillis on the left block, can't hit the shot. Rebound, Lexi Daniels, and she's fouled. Hillis went over her back. And that will be the first foul on Emily Hillis. Second team foul on the Crimsons. Checking into the Jacksonville lineup for the first time tonight, Deanna Salter, 5'9 senior. And she replaces Hillis. Kaylin Boydston will trigger the offense for the Streaks, who lead 8-6. Left wing goes to Raina Gully out between the circles. Lexi Daniels. Right wing is Kaylin Boyce. A nice backdoor pass to Raina under the basket right side. Up off the glass, too strong. Sabrina with a rebound gets hammered. And the foul is going to go against Daisy Wood. That'll be her second foul. And going to the free throw line will be Sabrina Clay for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 4:27 to play first quarter. Streaks with an 8-6 lead. Sabrina Clay, 5'9 senior at the foul line. First shot is up and good. Maddie Allen, she's a 5'4 junior. And back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams. She'll replace Lexi Daniels. Shaylee Florine will check back in, and she'll come in for Sabrina after she makes the second free throw. Ninth. Of the night for Sabrina Clay. And she's spelled by Shaylee Florine. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Salter to inbound. And it comes to Kaufman in the backcourt. Gets to James. James across midcourt left side. Loss of handle now. Picks it up top of the key. Gives to Kaufman out high on the left side. She'll dribble left. Goes to the baseline. Dishes off to Salter. And she stepped on the inline. And Salter actually, she came back inbounds from out of bounds right before Kaufman made the pass to her. So that's another Jacksonville turnover. Their third of the ball game. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, leading 10-6, 4:13 to play first quarter. Raina Gully, left wing, out between the circles. Kaylin Boydston, right wing, Casey Williams. Back to Kaylin between the circles. Now it's Shaylee Florine on the right wing, knocked away by Kaufman. Shaylee gets it back. It's to Raina, top of the key, out high left side. It's Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin picks up, now gets inside to Shaylee down on the low block. Gets bumped, no call, gets it up off the glass, too strong. Rebound tipped by Sammy. Now Shaylee down with it, leans in, and oh, getting a call for the travel. Somebody was hanging on her arm. Maddie Allen was hanging on her arm. That's twice. Shaylee's gotten hammered and no call. So it's going to be rough going under the basket. And the Streaks turn it over for the third time with 3:50 to play here in the first quarter. Now it's a two-on-one break for Jacksonville. Kaufman on the run, right side. Scooped it up off the back of the rim, too strong, and the rebound tipped out and run down by Raina Gully. Down it goes to Sammy Thompson across midcourt left side. Sammy on the run, stops left wing, gets to Shaylee down on the left block, puts it up. Good! Nice soft hands by Shaylee Florine, lays it up and in. That's her first points, make it 12-6 streaks. Now a steal by Raina Gully, up off the glass right side is good. Second basket for Raina. Fourth turnover for Jacksonville, 14-6 streaks. That was an over and back. Yes, they did see it. It was Sarah James caught the ball at midcourt in the in the front court and step back into the back court. And now a timeout called, 30-second timeout by Jeanette Barlow, the Jacksonville coach. 3:20 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 14-6. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide all our transportation to all Streaks road games. And as I heard Brad saying toward the end of their game, we're talking about the Nissan Altima. I'm also driving one tonight. It's a certified pre-owned 2013. Wow. Really, really nice vehicle. And I think I've driven like maybe from 2009 forward, and they're every one of them. It's a really, really nice, incredible vehicle. Got everything you want. Now, with a certified pre-owned, take all the things that make a Nissan great, and you get the Carfax vehicle history report, a factory-backed limited warranty protection plan, and just a really, really great 167-point inspection. Really, really nice vehicle, and this one only has about 18,000 miles, or a little more than that, as Casey Williams got it to Shaley down on the left block. She lays it up and in. That's her second quick basket. Streaks with a 10-point lead, 16-6. So check out the 2013 certified pre-owned Nissan Altima at Galesburg Nissan, just in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Williams, or rather, this is Salter with it, fires a three-pointer, can't hit, but the rebound comes down to James. It gets knocked away, and the Streaks' Kaylin Boydson comes up with it. Now it's Lexi Daniels out high on the right side. Gets to Sabrina down on the right block. Leans in, partially blocked. Shaley down with the rebound. Puts it short. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. And one. Nice hustle by Shaley keeping after that one. She got hammered by, I believe it's going to go against Salter. Pass is good. Nope, the foul goes against Sarah James. And that'll be, let's see, they just said that was her second. I only had her for one, but they say that's her second. So 14 fouls now on Jacksonville, and Shaley Florine goes to the free throw line trying to pick up her seventh point of the night. Streaks lead 16-6, 2:39 to play first quarter. Shaley at the free throw line, 6'1 junior, shot is up and good. She's got seven, make it 17-6 Streaks. Full court pressure, in it comes to Kaufman. Kaufman dribbles through a trap, now gets it down court to James across midcourt right side. James on the dribble, goes to the right baseline and gives to Fenner. Back to James. James in the paint. Pass goes off the legs of Kaufman. And Casey Williams comes up with a 7 turnovers now on Jacksonville. Down on the right block, Sabrina Clay passes to Lexi Daniels. Left baseline for three. That one is short. Rebound Shaley, and she's going to get called for going over the back of Emily Hillis. Yeah, Shaley reached over the top that time. Ball, I don't think, came off as high as Shaley thought it was going to, and he ended up kind of leaning over the back of Hillis. That is the first foul on Shaley, second team foul on the Streaks. Full court pressure, 2:13 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 17-6. And it comes to Kaufman, knocked away by Casey Williams. And Jacksonville will trigger once again against the full court pressure. They haven't had much trouble with it tonight. That time Casey able to knock it away, but they've been pretty successful thus far breaking the full court pressure of the Streaks. Inbounding is Wood, and it comes to Kaufman. Kaufman, a really good ball handler with either hand. Dribbling down with her left hand, gets it to James' left wing. Now wide open to the basket. Right side is Fenner, lays it up and in. First basket for Fenner. She's the first one to score other than Daniels. Now it's, or rather than Kaufman, now Lexi Daniels for three on the right wing. That is her third of the ball game. By Casey Williams, can't hit the shot. Sabrina Clay with a rebound, can't hit. Lexi with a rebound, can't hit. Rebound tipped out, and now it comes to Kaylin Boyson. Her shot's blocked. Sabrina comes down with it in the paint. Hammered, no call. Ball goes to the floor. Nice hustle by the Streaks. A tie-up called, and the possession goes toward Jacksonville. Man, they're just really letting them play under the basket, at least when the Streaks are on the offensive end. And Streaks had a few cracks at it there, couldn't get it to fall. Eight turnovers now on Jacksonville. 1:37 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 20-8. Into Kaufman. Now it's knocked away by Casey. Oh, good hustle by Casey. I was going to say she stepped out of bounds as she was trying to save it in. Great hustle, though, by Casey Williams. 1:35 to play. It'll be Wood to inbound for Jacksonville. And it comes to Kaufman in the corner. Trapped up. Gets it back to Wood. And knocked away by Kaylin Boydson. Wood gets it back. And now it's stolen away by Lexi Daniels. Lexi, nice pass to Sabrina inside. Can't hit, but she gets hammered. And it's going to go against either Fenner or Wood. Goes against Fenner. Emma Fenner, her first, 5 team fouls on Jacksonville. 1:25 to play first quarter. Sabrina Clay back to the free throw line with two more shots. Hit her first two of the ball game and hits that one. 3 points for Sabrina Clay, all come from the free throw line as Raina Gully checks in for Kaylin Boydson. Sammy Thompson comes in for Shaley Florine. Streaks lead 21-8. 1:25 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot for Sabrina is up, and that one is perfect. And she'll be replaced by Madison Ross. So for the Streaks, Madison Ross, Lexi Daniels, Casey Williams, Raina Gully, and Sammy Thompson. A little bit shorter lineup in for the Streaks, as it'll be James to inbound. And it comes to Kaufman. They do the same thing every time, goes right to the left corner. Kaufman on the dribble across midcourt left side. Gets past the defender, drives down to the left baseline, lost her footing. Wow, a block call. She changed directions and she tripped over the foot of Sammy Thompson, and they called Sammy for the foul. Don't know about that one. I mean, it was just a change of direction. She lost her footing and caught her foot on Sammy's, and that is the first foul on Sammy. Three team fouls now on the Streaks. Inbound comes to James. Lost the handle now, got it back. Gets it to the left side to Wood. Now it's Kaufman. Dribbles just inside the free throw line. Now a steal by Raina Gully. Raina down the right side. Got one person to beat. Laid it up. No, but she got fouled. Foul's going to go against Emma Fenner. That's going to be her second. And Raina Gully's going to go to the free throw line with two shots, 103 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 22-8 lead. So Raina Gully goes to the foul line. 5'5 sophomore guard for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First shot is up, and that one is good. Raina with 5 points in the ball game. Had 19 against Rock Island, 15 for 18 for the free throw line in that game. As she hits both of these, she's got six and make it 24-8 Streaks. Full court pressure again, and it comes this time to Wood. Now got it to James. James to Fenner. They are having a hard time handling the ball when it's not in Kaufman's hands. Now this is Wood with it out on the right side to James. Out high on the right side, working against Madison Ross. Goes to the right wing, passes, and it went off of Wood, and she tried to knock it off of Raina Gully or Madison Ross. Looks like she was successful. Goes out of bounds, and the Crimsons will have it on the far sideline. Checking into the Galesburg lineup, Sage Milroy. Sage, a 5'7 sophomore for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, checks in, and she'll replace Lexi Daniels. Inbounding, it is Kaufman. And it comes to Fenner out high on the right side, working against Milroy. Drives right baseline and passes in the paint to nobody. It's finally picked up by Wood. Now it's knocked away, goes to the floor. Raina Gully comes up with it. Oh, a late whistle. They called a jump ball. Fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their way as Raina had ripped the ball away, and the official blew the whistle after that happened. Streaks will have it 33.5 to play in the first quarter, leading 24-8. Raina will trigger the offense against this 2-3 zone from Jacksonville. Left wing, it's Casey Williams. Top of the key, Sage Milroy. Right wing, it's Raina Gully. Raina, backdoor pass, Casey Williams. Oh, got in there, stealing it away was Wood. Just a fourth turnover by the Streaks. Wood with it across midcourt, right side. Right wing goes to Fenner. Fenner gets to Kaufman out between the circles. Fakes, goes right. Puts it up, a runner off the glass, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Sage Milroy. Ripped away, though, by Kaufman. She puts it up, blocked by Sage Milroy, and the rebound to Sammy Thompson. 1 second, Raina fires from midcourt. That is short. We have played one quarter of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Jacksonville Crimsons 24-8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it sizzles and crackles and comes from the kitchen, it's breakfast. If the aroma wakes you up, it's breakfast. If it yanks you out of bed and says, carpe this DM, it's breakfast. Have breakfast for breakfast. Fresh made from our kitchen. The one and only Egg McMuffin, only from McDonald's, and only 300 calories. Goes perfect with a fresh brewed cup of McCafe coffee. So what are you having for breakfast? At participating McDonald's.
Bring the family and your camera out to the Galesburg Welcome Center on East Main Street and take a holiday picture in the big blue chair.
A new mattress gives you the gift of better sleep every night of the year. Stop by Mattress Station on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
If your family's coming to town for the holidays and you don't have room, suggest they stay at the Holiday Inn Express in Galesburg and ask for the Holiday Extra Special Rate.
Reinschmidt's Carpet and Furniture Gallery serves both residential and commercial, offering vinyl flooring, hardwood, ceramic, and more. Reinschmidt's, the best floor and furniture show in town.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I have
Man Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jacksonville with the ball to start the second quarter. Reach foul called on Casey Williams, her second. This is Kaufman, right baseline. 17-footer is up and good. Kind of a push out there. She's got 8 of Jacksonville's 10. Streaks lead 26-10. Raina Gully down the right side of the lane, lays it up, bounces off and through. Bouncing, looked like it was going to fall off, but ended up falling through. Nice move by Raina Gully, powered it up on the right side. And now, did Casey just pick up her third foul? Yes, she did, as it was James trying to run down the right sideline, and Casey Williams picks up foul number 3. That is the 15th foul now on the streaks, and quickly, Evan Massey is going to get Kaylin Boydson up off the bench, and she's going to replace Casey Williams. Didn't see exactly what happened there, as Casey, I think, was trying to cut her off on the far sideline. Got called for the bump. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure, leading 28-10, 7:23 to play first half. A little bit of a late start here in this game. Now it's a steal by Kaylin Boydston. 12 turnovers now on Jacksonville. Streaks with 4 in the ball game. This is Kaylin Boydston out high left right side. Gives to Raina Gully on the left wing. Now it's Sabrina Clay to Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gully on the left wing. Drives, kicks it over to Lexi for a 3 right wing. Good! That is her 4th of the ball game. They get 31-10 streak. 7 minutes to play. Good recognition by Raina Gully. Penetrated a little bit on that left side and found Lexi open on the right wing. Now Kaufman down the left side. Gets bumped by Raina, trying to run her down. I think Raina lost her balance a little bit, and she picks up her first foul of the ball game, and that'll be the 6th foul on the streaks. Jackson will have it on the left baseline. It'll be Kaufman to inbound. Kaufman, just a junior for Jacksonville, 5'6". As the ball, it's a bad pass by Kaufman on the inbound, and James couldn't hang on. They've turned it over 13 times now with 6:50 to play here in the first half. 13 turnovers, 10 points for Jacksonville. Kaylin Boydson will trigger the offense. Right wing, Lexi Daniels to Sabrina Clay, right baseline. Bounces for Kaylin. She has to run it down as it got tipped by 3, that one's too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Shaylee up off the glass and got it. Shaylee Foreen. Kaufman in the right corner. Now cross midcourt, Fenner, and she overthrew Wood. And that is 14 turnovers for Jacksonville. And Coach Jeanette Barlow calls a timeout. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:21 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 33-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
At F&M Bank, we're not fueling around. Hi, I'm Kylie Hainish. Now through December 31st, when you get a qualifying loan through F&M Bank, you can earn up to a $3 per gallon Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. We'll also waive your loan fees. At F&M, you will find an easy loan process and flexible terms for both new and refinance loans. Call or stop by to see me today at our office on the corner of Henderson and Fremont.
F&M Bank. Member FDIC.
See any F&M Bank location for details. Some restrictions apply.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
.621 to play in the first half. Streaks lead at 33-10 over the Jacksonville Crimsons here at the Country Financial Prep Showcase at Illinois College, the Bruner Fitness and Recreation Center on the campus of Illinois College. Bill Maris Court, longtime basketball coach here at Illinois College. Streaks with the basketball, leading 33-10. With it is Raina Gully, top of the key, dribbles right, gets picked from Sabrina down the right side, too strong. Shaylee with a weak side rebound, back up off the glass and in. Make it 35-10 streaks. This is Kaufman with it. Drives right side. Gets past Shaylee. Lays it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Kaufman. Able to sidestep Shaylee. Smart move by Shaylee. Not trying to on the left wing. Now got Shaylee down on the left block. Got pushed from behind. No call. The ball got knocked out of bounds by Emily Hillis. Streaks will have it back on the left baseline. 5:50 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a lead. Raina Gully to inbound on the left baseline. And it comes to Kaylin Boydson, right wing. Back to Sabrina down on the right block. Leans in. Can't hit. Foul, no call. Shaylee with a weak side rebound up. Can't hit. Rebound goes to the floor, and it's going to go off of Jacksonville last. It's going to go back to the Streaks as it went off of Hillis last. They're really letting them play. I'll tell you what, every time Shaylee or Sabrina puts it up under the basket. They're getting 5:40 to play. And it comes to Lexi, top of the key, left wing. Reyna, she'll fire the three. Good! Reyna Gully for three. She's got 11, make it 38-12 streaks. Salter across midcourt, right side, bounces for Wood. Wood gives to Kaufman. Kaufman dribbles left side, now to Salter on the right wing. She'll fire the 14-footer, can't hit. Rebound to Reyna Gully for the streaks. Reyna on the run. Down court pass to Sabrina. Sabrina running the floor left side, lays it up, and it gets blocked away. It's going to go off Sabrina last. This is twice in this game they've actually made the correct call on that. We never off of the leg of Sabrina, and it'll go back to Jacksonville with 5:10 to play in the first half. Streaks leading 38-12. It'll be Wood inbound, and it comes to James. James on the dribble across midcourt right side, working against Reyna Gully. Bounces, and it's knocked away by Shaley. Salter comes up with it, puts up the five-footer. No rebound. That boy going over the back of Sabrina was James. She got the rebound. No call. Now Kaufman kicks out for James, right wing, right baseline. It's Wood. She'll fire the three. It's way short. Rebound. James brings it down, puts it up off the glass. No. Sabrina with the rebound. Gets bumped. No call. And got three white jerseys around her. Finally, she gets it off to Kaylin Boydston. Now it's Lexi Daniels, right wing. Now Kaylin Boydston with it. Right wing, penetrates, gives to Sabrina high post. She lost a handle on it, and the Streaks turn it over with 4:36 to play in the half, leading 38-12. Now another Jacksonville turnover as Kaylin Boydston comes up with it. Bounces for Shaley, left side, lay it up with a left hand, and good. Nice look from Kaylin Boydston to Shaley. Nice hustle by Shaley running the floor. Make it 40-12. Now Kaufman across midcourt right side. Knocked away by Kaylin and another turnover, and Kaufman's going to come up with the foul. Kaylin Boydston with a hustle to knock it away from Kaufman, and Kaufman rolled into the leg of Sabrina Clay. So 16 turnovers against Jacksonville. Olivia Kaufman picks up her first foul. We'll walk it down, and it'll be Sabrina Clay with a chance of the one and bonus. Sabrina has 4 points all from the free throw line here tonight as Sage Milroy and Sammy Thompson check back in, replacing Reyna Gully and Shaley Florine. 4:16 to play first half. Streaks lead 40-12. Sabrina Clay, 5'9", senior at the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First is up, it's short, and the rebound brought down by James. Lost the handle on it, got it to the left block. It goes to Hillis. Now kick out to Salter. Three-pointer blocked partially by Sabrina Clay. And now we're going to have a foul on the rebound. It's going to go against Lexi Daniels as that'll be a one and bonus attempt now for Emily Hillis. So they're calling it on this end of the court. Yeah, that was a foul on Lexi, but they're just not calling it on the other end when either Sabrina or Shaley get it down on the block. Hillis at the free throw line. First one is up. That bounces off no good. And Madison Ross with a rebound. And they're going to say, the Streaks were in the lane too soon. I didn't see anybody move, but they're going to give her another shot at it. Wow. I didn't see that either. 17 fouls on the Streaks. Hillis misses that one again. Rebound run down by Sammy Thompson. Now it's Kaylin Boydston with it across midcourt right side. Kaylin on the dribble. Gives to Sammy, top of the key, lost a handle, got it back. Tried to get to Madison Ross down in the paint. She lost a handle on it, and the Streaks turn it over for the sixth time. Now down court pass to Salter. Nice look to the left side. Layup up and no good by Fenner, and the Streaks get it back. This is Kaylin Boydston. Streaks lead 40-12, 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Sammy Thompson just inside the top of the key, left wing. Sage Milroy, she'll penetrate the runner in the paint off the glass, and good! Nice move by Sage Milroy, the sophomore with her first basket. And make it 42-12 streaks. Now Salter on the run down the road. Lays it up and way too strong. Rebound, Lexi Daniels. Now it's Kaylin Boydston. 3-on-2 break streaks. Kaylin right side. Bounces for Madison Ross running the floor. Laid it up too strong. Rebound tipped out. And we're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Sammy Thompson. She was able to tie up Hillis. And the possession arrow, let's see, who's it going to go to? Goes back toward the Streaks, I guess. In for Jacksonville, Nicole Strube. 5'6 senior. And in for the Streaks, Emily Meinert, 5'11 freshman. And it comes to Sage Milroy on the left wing. Got bumped, no call. Now Reyna Gully back in. Gives left wing to Sammy Thompson. Now to Reyna out between the circles. Back to Sammy on the left wing. Swings it over to Sage Milroy, right wing. Back out high right side to Reyna. She'll penetrate, kicks out to Sage Milroy. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound on the weak side. Sammy Thompson up off the glass and got it. First basket for Sammy. and make it 44-12 streaks. Now Madison Ross has Fennerall bottled up, and then a steal by Sammy Thompson. To Reyna, down the left block, leans in, can't hit, and what's the call going to be? What's the call? Wow, Reyna got called for an offensive foul. Are you kidding me? What? I don't know where in the world they came up with that. She got hammered going up for the shot and got called for the offensive foul, so the streaks turned over, and Reyna gets called for a foul. Boy, now same official again. This is the time they call Madison Ross for the reach. Well, the only calls on our offensive end of the floor are against us, apparently. So we're going to walk it back the other way, and it'll be Fender going to the free throw line with a chance with one of those. 19 fouls now on the streaks. First foul on Madison Ross. Streaks lead 44-12, 2:36 to play first half. Checking in for Jacksonville is Gretchen Beastman, 5'4 junior. Streaks lead 44-12. 2:36 to play first half. First shot for Beastman is up. That is good. So Beastman with her first point of the ball game. And she'll get the bonus. Lexi Daniels back in. She'll replace Sammy Thompson. Shaylee Florine back in for the streaks as she replaced Kaylin Boydson. So it's Raina Gully, Sage Milroy, Emily Meinert, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels for the streaks. 2:36 to play first half. Streaks lead 44-13. Second shot up, and that is good. Actually, that was Fenner at the free throw line that hit both. Now it's Shaylee down on the right block. Spins the little baby hook with the left hand. No good. Got fouled on the rebound. No call. And it comes down to Fenner for Jacksonville. Nice move by Shaylee. Drop step and then back with a left hand. Couldn't get it to fall, though. 44-14, streaks lead. Long three-pointer right side is way short by Maddie Allen. Now it's Lexi Daniels on the run. To Reyna, left side, gets hammered. Thank you. We're going to get the call this time. And they're saying it's on the floor. She was trying to go up for the shot. The only reason was she couldn't get off the floor is because she was getting hammered, but she's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Maddie Allen picked up the foul, and Reyna goes to the free throw line. One and bonus attempt here, 2:09 to play in the first half. But, she drove in, and as she was trying to go up, got hammered, and they called it on the floor. She makes the first one, so it doesn't matter. She'll get the bonus. She's got 12 points, and the streaks lead 45-14, 2:09 to play first half. Second shot up and good as well for Reyna Gully. Streaks pick up with full court pressure, leading 46-14 over the Jacksonville Crimsons. And it comes to Fenner. Fenner down the right side, hits it across midcourt, goes to the right wing. Now it's out on the left side, goes to Allen. She'll fire the three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Jacksonville, gets knocked away, and Shaylee Florine comes up. It looked like Sage Milroy got in there and knocked it away. 18 turnovers for the Crimsons. Reyna Gully, left wing to Lexi Daniels, fires a three. That's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Allen for Jacksonville. Allen across midcourt right side, met by Sage Milroy. Allen on the dribble, right of the center circle. Hands off to Fenner. Fenner left wing to Hillis. Now it's top of the key. It goes to Beastman. Now this is Hillis with it out high on the left side. Gives way to Strube. Strube to Fenner. Now it's Beastman with it. And it's knocked away by Reyna Gully. Reyna hustling, can't quite get it. Goes out of bounds, and the streaks, or rather Jacksonville, will get it back as Olivia Kaufman checks back in for Jacksonville. 1:13 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 46-14. Coming up at halftime, we'll get a report on the Galesburg High boys game. They were a winner over Davenport Assumption at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Brad Benowitz will give us a report on that game. We'll run down our other scores from today as well. This is Kaufman. Top of the key, goes up to the left elbow against Reyna Gully. Reyna pokes it away. Kaufman gets it back. Kaufman on the dribble right side. Right wing, it goes to Beastman. Now this is Hillis with it. Shoots one and rolls up on top of the glass and over and back. And it's going to go back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks with 54.7 seconds to play. I haven't seen that happen. Like rolled right up the glass over the top of it. Under a minute to play, Reyna Gully sets for the streaks. Out high left side, it's Lexi. Back to Reyna between the circles. Gets picked from Sabrina. Right wing, Sage Milroy. Back to Reyna. It's stolen away as Fenner was there waiting for that one. Got in a hand on it and got it before Reyna could get her hands on it. This is Fenner on the dribble. Right wing, 34 seconds to play. Now it's Kaufman with it. She'll drive right baseline. Runner is up, scoops it no good, air ball, and the rebound comes down to Lexi Daniels. 25 seconds to play. Raina Gully on the run in the center circle. And now between the circles, picks up, gives to Emily Meinert. Now Sabrina Clay now gives to Raina on the right wing. On top of the key, fires a three. That bounces short, and the rebound comes down to Kaufman for Jacksonville. 8 seconds to play. Kaufman with it with seven. Top of the key with five, and she'll fire a long three-pointer, and that is in and out, no good. Rebound Emily Meinert for the Streets with 1 second to play. And we have played one half of basketball. It is Galesburg 46, Jacksonville 14. Come back with our halftime show, talk about the first half of this one. Also, we'll hear from Brad Benowitz, and that'll be coming up for you as well. Streaks lead it at halftime, 46-14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't miss the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at YEM in Galesburg. YEM has 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now. Like a 2015 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE 4x4 double cab. You'll save $6,000. Or a 2014 Ram 1500 SLT 4x4 crew cab. Truck-tastically priced at just over $34,600. You'll save $9,000. 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now.
And time is running out.
The final days, the final deals. Shop the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, North Henderson, Galesburg. Taxes and tags extra. See YEM for details.
Fanatic, a person with extreme zeal, bleeds the colors of their team, weathers the ups and downs, allows no excuse to stop them from standing in support, claps harder and cheers louder than all the rest. For true fanatics, Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis carries every item needed to make sure the world knows where you stand. Hoodies, sweats, flags, gym bags, backpacks, stadium chairs, the list goes on. With quality clothing brands like Under Armour and Nike and shoe lines including New Balance, Adidas, Skechers, and K-Swiss, you'll never have to sacrifice your discerning taste for the team. Breed Loves for true fanatics.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The old adage, if your feet hurt, you hurt everywhere, you know, is so true because it throws off your knees, your hips, your back. My name is Dr. Teresa Hughes. I'm a podiatrist with the Galesburg Clinic. I'm a specialist in foot and ankle, lower leg only. I think that's just makes me more knowledgeable to get a diagnosis faster because we're going to know what we're looking for and get you back to doing what you want to do a lot quicker.
Get back on your feet with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic, OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Up until the early 1900s, the only thing wireless operators around the world could hear were the tapping sounds of the Morse code. But for the first time on Christmas Eve 1906, radio operators heard a human voice coming over their headsets. They heard O Holy Night being played and sung live, and finally the inventor Reginald Fessenden reading from the Bible in Luke chapter 2. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Fessenden signed off by wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
We at First Christian Church in Galesburg also wish you a Merry Christmas and invite you to share in the good news about Jesus' birth by joining us at one of our Christmas Eve candlelight services. At 7, we have a traditional service followed by a contemporary service at 10. Both will have singing of carols and sharing communion. We also invite you to join us every Sunday morning for our regular services at 8:30 and 11.
At First Christian Church, you'll find ordinary people growing to be passionate disciples of Christ.
God bless you and Merry Christmas.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks lead 46-14 at halftime. Tom Meredith along with you. Eric Gibson on assignment tonight. Our halftime scoreboard Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual agency in Galesburg. Streaks outscored Jacksonville 24 to 8 in that first quarter, and then outscored them. Let's see. They had eight. Okay. Yeah, that's why I just wanted to make sure I couldn't read my writing. There was a glare where it said eight. I thought it said three prior. So Streaks with 22 in that second quarter, and they lead it here by a score of 46 to 14. They are leading a totally outmanned Jacksonville team here this evening. Checking our halftime scoreboard, Galesburg sophomores a winner here tonight. 63-19, they blew out the Jacksonville sophomores. We'll hear more about the Galesburg boys who won their game 65-53 over Davenport Assumption. They moved to 10-0. Earlier today here on WGIL, the Illinois Fighting Illini win the Bragging Rights game at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis as they defeat Missouri 62-59 was the final score in that ball game. Streaks lead it here 46-14 at halftime. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our halftime transportation, but our transportation to Streaks Road games. Driving a certified pre-owned 2013 Nissan Altima. What a beautiful car. A goldish color and just a really, really nice vehicle. You may have heard Brad and Jim talk a little bit about the one they're driving. I always love driving these things. It's the keyless entry. You've got the little remote that you just have to have it on you in your pocket, in your coat pocket, whatever. You can unlock the door just by pushing a button. Same with getting in the trunk. Push a button, open up. Push button start with your foot on the brake. Really, really nice vehicle. All the bells and whistles. And it's a certified pre-owned. That means, it's got a lot of things. A 7-year towing assistance, 24/7 roadside assistance, factory-backed, 7-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Got some easy financing as well. 167-point inspection. And this vehicle, it's like new. I mean, it's a 2013. It is like new. It's only got a little over 18,000 miles on it, about 18.5. Just a really, really nice vehicle. You're going to want to check this one out at Galesburg Nissan. They're just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. We thank them for providing our transportation to all Streaks Road games. We're going to take a timeout. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Brad Benowitz. We'll get an update on the Galesburg Silver Streak boys and their victory at Davenport Assumption tonight. Brad?
Thank you, Tom. It was an impressive performance by the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who Mike Reynolds told us after the game they had nothing left. And you can imagine, with six kids being sick with the flu this week, the long road trip to Quincy last night, and then playing on the college basketball floor today here at Augustana College. By the time it was down to the end, the Silver Streaks just kind of had to gut it out, and they won it largely with some good free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. They beat Davenport Assumption 65-53, and the Silver Streaks led the entire game. They scored the first 4 points, opened the game on a 10-2 run, and eventually built at one point a 16-point lead. The Davenport Assumption hung around. They got it back down to 4 in the fourth quarter before the Silver Streaks opened the lead back up again and won it by a dozen. Grant Gibson, one of the kids out with the flu this week, led the Streaks in scoring with 21. Joe Williams had 19 after not even taking a shot until late in the second quarter, and he was our Day's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So here's the thing. Streaks boys are now 10-0. First time since the 1964-65 season, 50 years since they got past a 6-0 start. They're now 10-0, and they'll open up the Taylorville Holiday Tournament next Friday against the Rantoul Golden Eagles. So again, victory here today at Davenport Assumption. Streaks have won 2 years in a row up here at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, and Illinois has won 4 of the first 5 games, so they will win this shootout regardless of whether or not UT and Rock Island win in the last 2 games. For WGIL Sports, I'm Brad Benowitz.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access Geico online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app, and it's so easy you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay.
People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worse comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Street Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
'Twas days before Christmas, and all through Kavanaugh's Motors, not a creature was stirring. Wait, that's not right. We were busy as elves at Kavanaugh's. I'm Jim Boner, Santa's helper, first class. Since we've been granted honorary North Pole status, there has been no long winter naps. For us, the elves have gone straight to work making sure that every new vehicle comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra charge, excluding diesels. During the big finish at Kavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth,
nobody beats our deal. Ho, 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 nobody.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with patchy drizzle or light freezing drizzle after midnight tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 32. Monday, a chance of rain in the morning, becoming more likely throughout the afternoon with a high of 42. And Monday night, rain still likely, overnight low dropping down around 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 34. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Second half underway. Streaks lead 46-14. The teams exchanged turnovers. Then Shaylee Florian got called for a horrible offensive foul. She got the ball down on the right block, turned to go to the basket with the defense moving with her, went to go up, and she got called for an offensive foul. Now a quick jump ball called against Galesburg as the ball got knocked away. Ran and went to the floor after it goes back to the Streaks. No score yet here in the second half. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. 13 points for Shaylee, 13 for Raina Gully, 12 for Lexi Daniels. The Streaks 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Four threes for Galesburg. All of those coming from Lexi Daniels. Call goes against, I believe it was Emily Fenner. Or no, that foul went against Olivia Kaufman. That's her second. And it goes to Sabrina Clay on the inbound off the right block, up and in. That's her first basket of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And this is Olivia Kaufman with it. Top of the key, left wing, Fenner. Top of the key, it goes to Wood. Now this is Hillis with it. Hillis, ball knocked away by Shaylee Florin. Hillis gets it back. Hillis with it on the right wing. Gets a Kaufman right down the right side. Her pass stolen away by Sabrina Clay. Third turnover in the half on Jacksonville. Reyna over the top to Casey. And the paint runner is up. No good. Partially blocked. Looked like she got fouled on that one, too. Now it is Kaufman with it. Kaufman for Jacksonville. Streaks lead 48-14. Kaufman down the right side. Lays it up and got it. She's got 12 for Jacksonville. Kaufman and Fenner were the only ones that scored for Jacksonville in the first half. 48-16, Streaks lead. Reyna Gully to set the offense for the Streaks. Right wing goes to Sabrina Clay. Top of the key, Shaylee Florin. And Shaylee tried to pass to Reyna. Reyna was going down the lane to Shaylee's left, and she turned and threw it behind Reyna. It goes out of bounds. Streaks turned it over for the third time in the half. Streaks with 7 turnovers in the first half, 10 for the game, 18 in the first half for Jacksonville. They've got 21 for the game. Kaufman with it, working against Kaylin Boyson, who's in, along with Sammy Thompson, as they replace Rheta Gulley and Shaylee Florine. Top of the key, this is James. She'll fire a long three-pointer, bounces off no good. Lexi Daniels down with the rebound. Gives to Kaylin Boydson. Kaylin on the dribble right side, gives to Sabrina right wing, drives right baseline, gets hammered, and put the shot up and in, but they're going to call it on the floor. Foul is going to go against, I believe, Emma Fenner. Oh, no, it goes against, let's see, who'd they call it on? Let's see. No, it went against Sarah James. Okay, that's her third. Third team foul, Jacksonville, second half. Lexi with a three right baseline as an air ball. Rebound comes down to Kaufman for Jacksonville. Long down court pass to James running the floor. Stops, puts up the 10-footer. Air ball, rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay. Gives to Kaylin Boyson. Kaylin on the run. Down court to Casey Williams, left side. Casey on the left wing, pulls it back out. Gives to Kaylin. She'll reset the offense for the Streaks. Right wing, it goes to Sabrina. Out between the circles, Sammy Thompson. Sammy picks up and hands off to Kaylin Boydston in the center circle. Kaylin Boydston on the dribble right side. Goes to the right wing, picks up, bounces for Sammy down on the right block, and she lost the handle on it. And Jacksonville comes up with it. On the dribble, this is Wood, 5'7", freshman guard for Jacksonville. Got a lot of underclassmen on this Jacksonville roster. This is Kaufman with it, drives right side, stops. The runner is up and no good. And, there may have been a bump on that play. Sabrina got called for it, but the Streaks are getting beat up under the basket on the other end, and they're not calling anything. That's the first foul on Sabrina. And Olivia Kaufman goes to the free throw line with two shots. Second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 3:54 to play. Kaufman off the back iron, no good. Rheta Gulley checking back in for the Streaks, as is Shaylee Florine. They'll replace Sammy Thompson and Casey Williams. Casey with the three fouls in that first half. And substitutes for Jacksonville, Salter in, as well as Stroob. Tom Meredith with you tonight here from Jacksonville, Illinois College. The Bruner Fitness and Recreation Center. Second free throw no good. Streaks with it. Kaylin Boydston to Shaylee Florine. Top of the key, Shaylee. Gives to Sabrina out high right side, right wing to Kaylin Boydston. Goes to the baseline, bounces for Shaylee, up off the glass, no. Yes, it is good. I thought it was going to bounce off, fell through, and she fouled by Salter. So 15 for Shaylee. Salter picks up the foul. Deion Salter, that is her first foul. Deanna Salter, 14 fouls now in Jacksonville. Free throw, Shaylee is short, rebound, Rheta Gulley. Rheta on the right wing, picks up. Gets to Shaylee down on the right block. Nice pass for Sabrina running down the left side of the lane. Lays it up and good. Great ball movement by the Streaks. Second basket for Sabrina. She's got eight. Make it 52-16 Streaks. I don't know if we're going to get the continuous clock here. I don't know if they're going to do that for the shootout. This is the last game of the day, so it wouldn't bother me at all if they did. Salter fires a long three left side. It bounces off no good. And a rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. 3:11 to play. 52-16 Streaks here in the third quarter. Lexi Daniels tried to get it inside for Shaylee. Gets knocked away, and the possession arrow as they get a tie-up between Shaylee and Salter on the floor, and it's going to go back to Jacksonville, the fifth turnover of the half for the Streaks. 12 for the game for Galesburg. 3:04 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 2-16. Wood will trigger the offense, working against Rheta Gulley. Out high left side, gives to Salter left wing. She'll put it on the floor, pounds a dribble, gives to Strube on the left wing now. Troop drives, knocked away by Casey Williams, and the Streaks come up with it. This is Casey, two-on-one break, bounces for Kaylin Boyston, left side, lays it up, no good, but she gets fouled, pushed from behind by Wood. As another turnover for Jacksonville, and going to the free throw line will be Kaylin Boyston. Foul went against Daisy Wood. She's got two, and that is five now on Jacksonville in the second half with 2:45 to play in the third. Kaylin Boydston goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one bounces off too strong. And she'll have another. Kaylin was a little bit under the weather, didn't play a lot against Rock Island in the loss Monday night. Had 7 points in the game prior to that against Quincy. Madison Ross in for the Streaks. She'll give Sabrina Clay a breather. So it's Rheta Gulley, Shaylee Florine, Kaylin Boydston, Madison Ross, and Casey Williams as Kaylin hits the second. And they get 53-16. Streaks will pick up at midcourt. This will be Wood. She'll be met by Rheta Gulley. Wood on the dribble between the circles out high left side to Salter. Fires a long three-pointer. It's an air ball. And, well, the ball went off of Kaylin Boydston. Wood, I pretty sure she stepped out of bounds when she was trying to save it, and she knocked it off Kalen. She was way out of bounds. I don't think she jumped that far. It's going to go back to Jacksonville. I'm not sure the official saw where Wood had gone after the ball from, but I'm pretty sure she was out of bounds when she touched it. Jacksonville gets it back. Ball knocked away by Madison Ross. And the Streaks get it back. Now it's Kalen Boydson. Gives to Casey Williams. Casey left side. Lay it up. Good. And one. Casey's first basket of the ball game. Nice dish from Kalen Boydson. And Casey goes to the free throw line. The foul goes against Allen. That's her second. And Casey Williams with a chance at the traditional three-point play. First basket of the ball game. And she does convert. Make it 56-16. Streaks under 2.5 to play third quarter. This is Wood triggering the offense for Jacksonville, working against Raina Gully out between the circles. Picks up, gets to Salter, knocked. Run right side. She'll pick up and give to Kalen Boydson out high on the right side. Kalen to Shaylee Florin, top of the key. Shaylee looks over the offense, now gives to Madison Ross, now right wing. It is Kalen Boydson. Gives to Raina, top of the key. Raina dribbles left, pulls back out between the circles, and hands to Kalen Boydston with under 2 minutes to play in the third. Kalen on the dribble gets picked for Madison Ross. Left wing, 17-footer is an air ball. Rebound comes down to Wood for Jacksonville. Kalen a little bit off balance on that shot. I think she lost the ball on the way up. Salter with it. Penetrates to the free throw line, and a travel called. She actually ran into Shaylee a little bit, and that is seventh turnover in the second half. For Jacksonville, Lexi Daniels back in for the Streaks. Sammy Thompson back in as well as Kalen Boydson and Shaylee Florin will get a break. 1:36 to play in the third. Streaks lead 56-16. Raina Gully to trigger for the Streaks. Gives to Sammy Thompson between the circles on high right side. Madison Ross right wing to Raina. Gives to Sammy Thompson running the lane. Sammy was too strong off the glass. Missed the easy one. Jacksonville coming the other way with it. This is Wood. Wood gives to Salter, top of the key. Salter dribbles right, working against Sammy Thompson out high left side to Stroob. Now gives to Wood. Wood knocked away by Raina, and coming up with it is Casey Williams, and on the reach foul, it's going to go against Maddie Allen. Eight turnovers by Jacksonville here in the second half, and that's the 17th foul, so Casey Williams is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus for the Streaks with 1:06 to play in the third quarter, and the Streaks leading 56-16. Great job by Raina Gully, poked the ball away. Casey comes up with it, and she gets to the free throw line. 56-16, Streaks lead, 1:06 to play third quarter. First shot is up and rolls in and out, and the rebound comes down to Salter for Jacksonville. Casey struggling from the line tonight, just one of four. And a steal by Casey Williams. Gets it back and gets tripped up, and no call. They're going to say she went out of bounds. She didn't just trip. She got the coffin landed on the back of her leg and knocked her down. So the teams exchange turnovers there. Six on the Streaks here in the second half, leading 56-16, 55.1 to play. I guess no continuous clock here. Coffman on the dribble with it out near the center circle, working against Raina Gully. Dribbles right. Gets a pick, now picks it up and gives top of the key to Beastman. Now this is Wood on the right side. Right baseline goes to Kaufman. She lost a handle. Nice job by Raina cutting off the baseline. Nice dish inside. Wood missed the easy one. Stroop down with a rebound. Beastman, 10-footer is no good. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. 26 seconds to play in the quarter. Raina Gully, right wing. Lexi Daniels fires a wide open three, and she's got another. She's got five in the ballgame, 15 points, 59-16 Streaks, 10 seconds to play. Kaufman walks it across midcourt. She's met by Raina Gully. Kaufman with nine. Behind the back dribble, goes to the free throw line. Now down the left side of the lane, pushed off. And seriously, you're going to call. Shaylee twice has gotten called for a charge. Or actually, they called one on Raina also. And Kaufman went in and pushed off with the right arm, drew the contact by doing that, and they called the foul on Raina. And that is, let's see. That's just her second. I had her, marked it on the wrong spot. No, I had her for three. Kaufman goes to the free throw line, hits the first. She's got 13 points, 59-17 Streaks lead, 3.9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Second one is up, and that one is good as well. Olivia Kaufman, the niece of former Fighting Illini Andy Kaufman, is Lexi Daniels along three of the buzzer is good. Off balance, Out. Out where it says Bill Maris Court would be similar to where it says John Thiel Gym at Galesburg High School. Alexi hits another one at the buzzer. She's got 18, and the Streaks lead it 62-18. We played three quarters of basketball. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I just saw the first sign of winter.
Oh, did you see snow?
No.
Did the temperature drop?
No.
Did you see a jolly guy in a red suit?
No.
What sign are you talking about?
The sign in the McDonald's window. Their white chocolate flavor is back as a mocha and now as a latte or hot chocolate. I cannot wait for my next coffee break.
Oh, make that our next coffee break.
Now when you show some love, you'll get some love. For a limited time, get a free small white chocolate mocha or any small hot McCafe drink when you buy any McDonald's Arch card. Price and participation may vary.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at breedlovesports.com.
Hey Galesburg, it's Glenn Beck, inviting you to join me weekday mornings at 9, following the WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14.
Oh, nice, Casey. Just underway in the fourth quarter, Streaks lead 62-18. Galesburg turns the ball over. Casey Williams hustles down the floor, knocks the ball away, and thought she came up with another steal, but they said she stepped out of bounds. Now the Streaks get it back on another Jacksonville turnover. Just underway, fourth quarter, Tom Meredith from Illinois College. Sammy Thompson left wing. Imagine we probably won't see the starters anymore, though Casey Williams. And now a nice look underneath Kaylin Boydston to Sammy Thompson down on the right side. She gets hammered. It's going to go against, I'm not sure if it was Kaufman. Nope, it goes against Emily Hillis, her third foul. And eighth team foul now on Jacksonville as Sammy Thompson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Galesburg outscored Jacksonville 16-4 in that third quarter. Sammy Thompson at the free throw line. First one rolls off, no good. Sammy with 2 points in the ball game. Casey Williams had some foul trouble in the first half, so three fouls, so she didn't get that much playing time. That's probably why she's on the floor now. Second shot by Sammy, no good. Kaufman runs down the rebound for the Crimsons. Kaufman on the run, working against Kaylin Boyson down the middle, and rather than the travel that should have been called, she picked it up on her hip. They're going to call a foul on somebody. They're just treating her like she's a superstar, and she's not. She's a good player, but let's see. Kaylin picked up her first foul, and that's just the fourth team foul on the streak. 7:21 here to play for the ballgame. Streaks lead 62-18 at Sage Milroy, Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson. Now Casey comes up with a steal. Also, Madison Ross, Kaylin Boyson for the Streaks. Casey drives it down, puts it up and in. A runner on the paint. Nice job by Casey. Got the steal, took it down and scored. Make it 64-18 Streaks. Kaufman with it. Drives down the right side. Behind the back now, stops at the free throw line. Kicks out. And a long three-pointer off and no good by Fenner. Rebound comes out. Kaufman fakes a three. Drives in. Scoops it up and rolls off, no good. And Kaufman, I was going to say, she stepped out of bounds going after that rebound, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. As checking in for the Streaks, it is Kayla Townsell, 5'5", sophomore for the Streaks. She'll replace Casey Williams. Kaylin Boyson against the 2-3 zone. Sammy Thompson between the circles. Kayla Townsell, left wing, drove in, lost a handle on it. The ball goes to the floor, and the Streaks turn it over. Jacksonville comes up with it. This is Wood. 64-18 Streaks lead. 6.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Fenner has it out high on the left side. Now gives to James out high on the right side, working against Townsend. Top of the key, it goes to Hillis. Now it's Kaufman with it on the dribble out between the circles against Kaylin Boydston. Spins back now behind the back, goes to the free throw line. Travel, no call, gets it back, and there they called a double dribble. I'm not sure I saw that, but saw a travel before that and a Jacksonville turnover. Kind of strange. She's, I guess, deceivingly quick because some of the moves she makes, it looks like she's in slow motion, but she's able to get around people somehow. This is Kaylin Boydston on the dribble out between the, you know, out high on the right side. Right wing, it goes to Madison Ross. Now it's Sammy Thompson on high right side. Kaylin Boydston between the circles. Now right wing, Sage Milroy fires a three. Good! Sage Milroy with the three. She's got five. Make it 67-18 Streaks. 5:50 to play in the ball game. Olivia Kaufman across midcourt in the center circle. Out high left side. It goes to Fenner. Left wing, this is Hillis. Now to Wood. Hands off to her. She'll go left wing. Working against Milroy. Swings it over to Kaufman. Out high on the right side. Now out between the circles against Kaylin Boydston. Push off. No call. Pulls it back. And hands off to Hillis. Now it's Fenner, top of the key. Fenner looking and gives right side to James. James against Townsville. She'll stop and fire the three. It so bounces high and then fell through. Sarah James with her first points of the ballgame. First three for Jacksonville. Make it 67-21 streaks. Now Sage Milroy with a three right wing. Her second one of the ballgame is good. 70-21 streaks. Possibly Dave's Auto Body crunch time play of the game right there. Back-to-back threes for Sage Milroy. 5:03 to play in the ballgame. This is Fenner out high on the left side working against Madison Ross. Gives to Kaufman, and she thought about the three from on top of the volleyball line, which is way farther than it is in a high school gym. We're playing on a 94-foot college court here. She thought about it momentarily. I'm pretty sure maybe her uncle, that might have been in his range. Now this is Fenner, drives right side, bounces, stolen away by Kayla Townsville, and she gets fouled. And it's going to go against, I believe, Hillis. It goes against Fenner. So Emma Fenner with the foul. Three on her. 19 fouls on Jacksonville. And going to the free throw line will be Kayla Townsend checking in for the Streaks. Emily Meinert, a 5'11 freshman. Hannah Huppenbauer, 6'1 freshman for the Streaks. So you're kind of seeing the future of the Galesburg Silver Streaks here. Madison Ross, a lone senior on the floor for Galesburg. Sage Milroy in there as well. So at the free throw line, it's Kayla Townsend for the Streaks. And she will have a chance at the one in bonus. And a line change for Jacksonville as Strube comes back in. Salter, Beastman, and Ross back in, Allen back in for Jacksonville. First free throw for Kayla Townsville is up and good. She'll get the bonus. That's her first point of the night. 71-21 streaks, 4:40 to play in the ball game. After the game, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as Kayla Townsville hits her second. 72-21 streaks lead, 4:38 to play. We'll also get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Allen on the dribble, right wing, goes to Beastman, out high right. To Beastman. Bounces for Salter out high. She'll fire a long three. That's too strong. Rebound off the hands of Kayla Townsend. It's going to go off Jacksonville last. Streaks will bring the length of the court as Beastman knocked it away from Kayla. And the Streaks will bring the length of the court. Sage Milroy to trigger the offense for the Streaks. With 4:15 to play in the ball game, Milroy on the dribble, right wing to Huppenbauer. Gives to Emily Meinert, out high right side, stops. Nice dish to Milroy, running down the lane. Too strong with a shot, and pulled the rebound down. They're going to call it for going over the back, I guess. Wow. Not sure what game he's watching, but Sage Milroy got called for going over the back. Ball bounced right into her hand. She went up high and grabbed it. She was behind the other player, but I didn't see any contact there. So we'll bring it back the other way. Nice look from Emily Meinert to Sage Milroy. Driving the baseline right side, James gets it off to Allen. 10-footer's up and good. Maddie Allen with her first basket of the ball game, make it 72-23 streaks. Kayla Townsend out high on the right side with it. Puts it on the floor, penetrates and kicks out for Sage Milroy between the circles. Sage on the dribble, goes left, lost the handle on it, goes to the floor, and they're going to say she tried to save it, that she was out of bounds. So the Streaks turn it over for the 10th time in the second half. 17 for the ball game. 32 turnovers for the Crimsons in this ball game. 3.5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 72-23. Allen with the ball out between the circles. Gets a Salter out high on the left side. Now to Beastman, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Bryn Altman into the game. Altman, a 5'6 freshman. Top of the key, this is Beastman. Now it's Salter with it out high right side. Salter against Emily Meinert. Drives right, goes to the baseline. Loss of handle, double dribbled, no call. Kicked it back out to Altman. She fires from the free throw line, too strong. Kayla Townsend with a rebound for the Streaks. Kayla on the dribble with it. Cross midcourt, right at the center circle. Hands off to Sage Milroy. Sage on the dribble out high. Between the circles now, dribbles left. Gives to Hannah Huppenbauer left wing. Now to Emily Meinert. Now it's Sage Milroy. Backdoor pass. Hannah Huppenbauer gets pushed. No call. Turns right up off the glass and good. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Nice turnaround jumper by Hannah Huppenbauer. Her first basket of the ball game. They get 74-23. Had a nice conversation with her dad before the game, talking about the work he's done with her. And very good volleyball player as well for the Streaks. On the dribble, this is Altman. Gives to Salter. Actually runs into her, and Salter knocks her over. Top of the key, it goes to Beastman. Lost a handle on it. She's able to run it down. 2:22 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 74-23. Salter, right wing, drives. Lost a handle on it, and it's going to go back to the Streaks on another Jacksonville turnover, 15th in the second half. 32 for the ball game. 74-23, Streaks lead, 2:13 to play. Sage Milroy to set the offense for the Streaks. Dribbles left, left baseline to Hannah Huppenbauer outside the three-point arc. To Emily Meinert out high left side, top of the key, Sage Milroy. Sage dribbles left, bounces for Madison Ross. She'll penetrate, gets bumped pretty hard by Salter, and that'll be a foul called on Deanna Salter, her second. And go to the free throw line for two shots will be Madison Ross, as that is the 10th team foul now on Jacksonville. So Madison will get two shots at it. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 74-23. Been a while since we've had a game like this. First shot for Madison, up and good. As waiting to check in. Let's see who's waiting. See who's down there. Second one is up and good for Madison Ross as well. 2 points for her in the ball game. Megan Lingefelter checking in. 5'5 freshman for the Galesburg Silver Streak, seeing her first varsity action as she replaces Madison Ross. So got two sophomores, three freshmen on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Under 2 minutes to play, Galesburg leading 76-23. This is Altman with it on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Inside goes to Strube. Now kicks it out to Allen on the right wing. Drives baseline, cut off by Hannah Huppenbauer, brings it back out to the wing and gives to Altman. Out between the circles is Salter. Right wing goes to Allen. Allen picks up her dribble, gives to Beastman. Now it's Altman. Spins down the right side of the lane, cut off, now kicks out to Salter. She'll fire the long three. It's short. The rebound comes down to Kayla Townsend, knocked away by Beastman. It's going to go back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 1:21 to play the ball game. Streaks with a 76-23 lead. They're going to move to 11-1 on the season. The sophomores also a winner here tonight in a big way over Jacksonville by a final of 63-19. Left wing, Kayla Townsend. Fakes, drives baseline, leans in. Shot partially blocked by Salter. Rebound comes down to Altman. Nice move by Kayla Townsend. Might have been a little contact on that one as well. 1:05 to play the ball game. Out on the left side, Salter. Gives top of the key to Beastman. Right wing, it goes to Altman. Double dribble, no call. She dribbled it with both hands. Now Allen, three-pointer, top of the key. That's short. The rebound goes to the floor and should have been a travel as two Jacksonville players had their hands on it. Streaks stood there and watched, and finally, reaching in for it was Megan Lingefelter to tie her up, and the ball's going to go back to Jacksonville with 48 seconds to play. Streaks lead 76-23. This is Beastman with it out between the circles. Bounces for Altman. Altman picks up out on the right side. Now gives to Salter out at the top of the key. Salter working against Emily Meinert. Dribbles right. Now back to the left. Free throw line. Kicks out and is knocked away and stolen by Kayla Townsend. Now it is Maggie Lingefelter with it. Or Megan Lingefelter. I'm sorry. Megan. Now left wing, Sage Milroy with another three. That one's short. Rebound to Emily Meinert up off the glass and good. Emily Meinert with her first basket of the night. Make it 78-23. Streaks, 12 seconds to play in the ball game. This is Allen across midcourt right side with five. Now with three. Altman with it with one. They might not even get a shot off. And nope, don't even get a shot off. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks move to 11-1. The final score, Galesburg 78. Jacksonville 23, a big blowout victory for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coming up, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, run down our post-game stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. Streaks win at 78-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Ted, it's a little nuts at Walmart the weekend before Christmas, but here's the good thing. You can go right to the toy department, pay for it, put it in the boat, and get out.
That's absolutely right. There's some great deals going on back there, too.
Yeah, Walmart in Galesburg for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. Boatload of toys, toy drive, making kids that are affected by abuse and neglect have a Merry Christmas. That is the goal.
Absolutely. Everybody deserves a Christmas, kids especially, and kids in turmoil even more so.
Until 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and we thank you in advance for your donation.
This holiday season, give the gift of... Give the gift of Cardinals baseball. 2015 all-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, the Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of memories, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your 2015 single-game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak girls basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Whether you're shopping for yourself or donating items for others to enjoy, Community Treasures in downtown Galesburg says thank you for helping make the community a better place to live.
Knox County Humane Society is now selling luminaries to raise funds for the shelter. Honor your pet, past or present, for only $5. All proceeds will benefit the shelter pets.
Happy holidays from the staff at Elegant Images. Buy your gift certificates from Wendy Notum, Lori Dredge, Paula Cudd, Marlene Watt, Nikki Spencer, and Natalie Gustafson.
Candy cane, toasted hazelnut, and gingerbread. Fill your home with the aromas of the holidays with bean pot candles. Available at the Knox County Farm Bureau. Entire selection of candles are 50% off, so stop by today.
Bring the whole family New Year's Eve for an afternoon of unlimited bowling. Reserve lanes ahead of time. One flat fee covers shoes, food, door prizes, bowling, and a whole lot of fun. Northgate Lanes, Galesburg.
Want cool designer name brands without designer prices? Shop for less at Teens Out of Control Closet. Resale designer clothes and accessories. Out of Control Closet, Henderson Street, next to McDonald's.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with patchy drizzle or light freezing drizzle after midnight tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 32. Monday, a chance of rain in the morning, becoming more likely throughout the afternoon with a high of 42. And Monday night, rain still likely, overnight low dropping down around 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 34 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Streaks win it 78-23 is the final. Galesburg moves to 11-1 on the season after the win over the Jacksonville Crimsons here at the Country Financial Prep Showcase at Illinois College. Streaks with a big victory. Tom Meredith with you and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, a couple of different ways it could have gone. It was all about the three ball tonight as far as that goes. And I was thinking, like, you know, Sage Milroy hit a couple of them in a row. in that fourth quarter. Did a great job. And there were several other plays. Raina Gully with another great night. Shaylee Florine with some big plays. But they actually name a player of the game here as well. And it's I almost have to go this way because this is really one of the many things that got the streaks going tonight. Lexi Daniels with 6 3-pointers in the game. She had 3 of them in the first quarter, which really helped trigger the streak's run. And as they go on to the victory, 6 3-pointers in the ball game for Lexi. Lexi Daniels, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. So, just a great performance. I mean, so many different players that could have gone to tonight. So many things that happened. But Lexi helped trigger the streak's initial run to put them up. Galesburg led 24-8 at the end of the first quarter, 46-14 at halftime, 62-18 at the end of the third quarter, and still outscored Jacksonville 16-5 in that final quarter. Jacksonville only had 2 different players score in the first half, had, 2 others score for them in the second half. We'll first off take a quick look at our post-game stats, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. Streaks with, 1, 2, 3 players in double figures. 18 points for Lexi Daniels to lead the way. As we said, 6 3-pointers in the ballgame. 15 points for Shaylee Florine. 7 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 13 points for Raina Gully. She hit 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Had 3 2s and a 3 in the ballgame as well. 8 points for Sabrina Clay on 2 baskets, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 8 points for Sage Milroy off the bench with a couple of 3s and a 2. 5 points for Casey Williams. Casey got in some foul trouble in the first half, but did a nice job in the second half, especially defensively. She hit a couple of baskets, 1 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Sammy Thompson on a basket, 0 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Madison Ross on a couple of free throws, 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Hannah Huppenbauer on a basket. 2 points for Kayla Townsend on 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 1 point for Kaylin Boydston on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks with 9 3-pointers in the game, 15 for 22 from the line, 17 turnovers for Galesburg. 34 turnovers in the game for Jacksonville. They were led by Olivia Kaufman with 14 points, 4 points for Emma Fenner, 3 points for Sarah James on their only 3 of the ball game in the fourth quarter, 2 points for Maddie Allen off the bench for Jacksonville. Streaks went at 78-23. We'll come back, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Give the gift that lasts all season long. Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2015's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the 5-game bobblehead pack, which features 4 bobblehead dates, including Molina, Carpenter, Berkman, and Harry Carey, or the popular opening day pack, which includes your seat to the most premium game of the year, opening day, plus 5 weekend games and more. Ticket packs start at just $79 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests, like complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Streaks win it by a final of 78-23. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL, Tom Meredith here on the post-game show, post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, All Together Better. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, it's fun to get a game like that. It's good for, really good for the girls as well, especially coming off a tough emotional one on Monday night.
Right. You know, not the best team that we've played, but with Kaufman, there's been, games where they've played people and you know, been 10 points one way or the other where they've won or lost, where there was a concern coming in. And we couldn't take her out of things by just playing half-court defense. I thought we could. That, you know, as it turned out, that the full court pressure was what really got them out of their game.
Well, you had Casey Williams got in some foul trouble in the first half, and it seemed like when you went to your bench, for the most part, you really weren't losing anything, especially offensively, as you outscored them, 16-6 in the third, and then 16-5 in the fourth quarter. It seemed like everybody that got in was contributing tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious, you know, like Sage Milroy came in and did a nice job, hit some big shots for us. And, you know, yeah, and it was tough for Casey there in the first half because, you know, we put her on the Kaufman defensively, and the first one's on Casey where she ended up tried to get a block on a shot, and she should have let it go. But after that, two of her fouls were in situations in which other people were supposed to be rotating to do something, and they didn't, and so she's left on an island. And so, you know, she thinks somebody's coming from the other direction. They aren't, and picked one up. But, you know, and I thought she bounced back. It's frustrating in a game like this to sit. You know, it's frustrating the first half. I should have put her back in. But she comes out then in the second half and had, you know, two real nice plays that the ref took away from her that you know, there's no reason to complain about the refs, but I have that
I did.
you know, I think they got to keep working the game the same way, no matter the score.
Well, the Streaks with a big win here tonight. So coming up, of course, the Christmas tournament, which will start on next Friday down in Mattoon. And what will your schedule be leading up toward the holiday?
We'll take off tomorrow, and then we'll practice the beginning of the week and hopefully go hard. We'll have, you know, all the sophomores that dress with us, so there'll be 16 of us that will practice. And then we've got a rotation of who dresses in the tournaments and who doesn't. So we'll have probably about 13 that go down there for that one. And, you know, today, you know, that obviously, you know, this isn't Rock Island that we played. But at the same time, like you mentioned, you know, part of, I think, the lesson from Rock Island is, you know, we don't need Sage and Emily every game to play. But we've got to get them comfortable so that the next time we have a Rock Island where somebody is ill and somebody gets in foul trouble, we've got to have them ready to go. They're capable of doing it, and that's on me, that we've got to get them ready.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the holiday tournament coming up. Who's the teams that have played well thus far this year?
Well, Salem, who we played the first game, we played the championship last year. I've got to believe they're probably the best team that we would have down there. They're 9-2. Now, saying that, they lost to Mattoon by 6 at Mattoon earlier this week. And so Mattoon's in the other one, and they're the one seed. And so, I would assume they're in that one. And then I think the other team that's going to be good there would be Sullivan, who we'd play the third game there. We played Sullivan this summer when we went down to Effingham, and they had two really, really good guards. And so we anticipate we'll have our hands full with them. They beat Tutopoulos. Tutopoulos, is Tutopoulos.
It's really kind of an interesting schedule. You'll play at 10 o'clock Friday morning, and then let's see, what's the second game on Friday? Is
like 3.
Three.
And then the next day,
8:30 and 8:30, yeah. 8:30 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Yeah,
so.
And some of it in their defense of, you know, what they're doing, they're setting up with the pools. They're, you know, I think there's a, they're not just going to completely mess it up, but I think they feel Mattoon has a good enough team that they can make some money if they can get them in the championship, and that's, you know, their right as a host. And then for us, we're in the opposite pool, and so that first day to make money, our pool is going to play early, and then the good pool play evening. So we'll leave at 5:30 in the morning on the 26th. So
at least it's interstate the whole way. It's not like coming here.
Yeah, and they've treated us well there, so we're looking forward to it. The kids don't look forward to getting up early, but they'll be able to sleep in their rooms.
Coach, thanks. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you Friday.
Thank you. Same to you.
That's Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, All Together Better. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and wrap up here from Jacksonville. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Eric and Ted at Walmart in Galesburg. The boatload of toys for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. Toy Drive goes on until 6 p.m. tomorrow, Ted.
The generosity that's been shown out here is just amazing. Christmas spirit is in the air, and it's for an amazing cause.
Yeah, folks that are affected by abuse and neglect, those kids may be worried they're not going to have a great Christmas, are gonna because of you, and it happens till 6 p.m. tomorrow. Come see us and give at Walmart in Galesburg, boatload of toys Christmas drive.
Galesburg Sewing Center is your sewing holiday gift headquarters. The Dream Machine, new for 2015, is 0% for up to 60 months. Get a $200 discount on all V-Series models or a $50 Brother Visa card with the purchase of a Scan and Cut. Save 15% on Brother accessories for great stocking stuffers. You can also check out their selection of machines starting at $99. Galesburg Sewing Center on Main Street in downtown Galesburg, where you get unlimited lessons and in-house repairs.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Streaks win at 78-23, the final score. Streaks now 11-1 on the season. As you heard Coach Massey mention, our next action next Friday morning, we'll take on Salem down at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, and that'll be a 10 o'clock start, so 9:40 for the pregame next on Friday morning against Mattoon the day after Christmas, the 26th. Streaks win at 78-23. Sophomores a 63-19 winner. The Streak boys a winner at the Iowa-Illinois shootout earlier this evening, 65-53. They moved to 10-0 on the season. Illinois Fighting Illini a winner, 62-59 over Missouri in the Bragging Rights game. So good day for basketball here on WGIL. Good day for the Streaks. Good day for the Illini as well. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. Beautiful certified pre-owned 2013 Nissan Altima. Our Days Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game again, Lexi Daniels with six threes in the ball game, 18 points to lead the way for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Streaks win it 78-23. Thanks to Nick Simpson, our studio engineer. Until next Friday, have a very Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you from the tournament in Mattoon. I'm Tom Erta saying good night from Jacksonville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.